Ed Die podcast and featuring
Ed Die with my special guest
Brandon,
who's joined us before. We've done what did we talk about last couple of times? We did
Slenderman,
and The Hum. Before we get started, you guys are listening to this. This episode is on the week of June the 11th, ending on the 17th. And this is important because June 17th, we're going to be at, and I got to make sure I get the name right, the Garden State Mega Fest. Now, that's a convention going on in New Jersey, if you don't know where the Garden State is. And the website is just as simple, www.gardenstatemegafest.com. Check it out. We're going to be there. We're one of the guests. We're going to hopefully be talking to not just some celebrities, but I mean, I really would like to talk to them, but I want to talk to you people. I want to get your stories. Just to let you know, some of the people that are going to be there are two of the guys from The Outsiders, Ralph Macchio and C. Thomas Howell. Ralph Macchio is also going to be doing a Karate Kid reunion with some of the guys from The Karate Kid. There's going to be a couple of Power Rangers and all sorts of people, so definitely check it out. And for you naughty boys out there, some of the Playboy bunnies are going to be there. But when nothing spooky going on there, I know one person I'd love to get a chance to talk to is David Norton, who, if you guys don't know the name, he was in the movie American Werewolf in London, this little movie made about a werewolf. And he's also in this movie that not many people know of from the 80s called Midnight Madness, and that's where the phrase fagga beefy comes from, if you've ever heard me say it. If not, well, you just did. Anyway, this episode, Brandon's the one that actually picked the topic, so why don't you tell him what we're talking about?
Spontaneous human combustion.
In your words, what the hell is that?
Basically, you go roasting from the inside out.
When you say roasting, with seasoning, make sure you're talking to the mic.
Obviously.
Well, seasoning?
No.
All right. Spontaneous human combustion. I got to slow down. I'm saying it too fast. And this boy's eating some sour ass. Are they really sour? No. Some sour ass, what is it? Jelly bears? Gummy bears. Yeah. I'm thinking jelly babies from Doctor Who. Okay, spontaneous human combustion is basically when a person, literally what the name says, when a human spontaneously combusts into flames. All I added there was the word flames, really. There's no real understanding of what it is, so there's really no way to prevent it, which means there's also no way of knowing who it's going to happen to. It. Now, it's not something that happens like every other Friday, which apparently now it's almost like the shootings going on. There were some shootings recently, and then there was a big towering inferno in London. Ooh, I wonder if that started from spontaneous human combustion. I mean, I don't know if the notes got out yet, or I haven't even seen. You heard it? You know what I'm talking about?
Nah.
In London, there is a big tower. It's been on fire, and then I think they put the fire out or whatever, but the next day it's still smoldering. There's still smoke coming out of it. I don't know if they know exactly what started it, but hey, maybe it was spontaneous human combustion.
So there was this warehouse. I've heard this looking up human spontaneous combustion. And supposedly this warehouse was on fire. So the fireman went to go check it out. And supposedly they found a human body with blue flames bursting out of it. And that's what the smoke was that came out of it for over 48 hours.
Yeah, when was that? That was, because there's so many cases and they're so weird. Well, I know some people think that the flames possibly come from a chemical reaction within the body, apparently without anything igniting it. But the question is, what chemicals are in the human body that are going to set you off like that? I mean, you do get chemicals in your body when you're decomposing, but that's when you're dead already. These people are alive, and it seems half the cases seem to happen when they're asleep or they're alone. So, I mean, some of the cases, some people think maybe it's from cigarette smoke.
Wait, let me finish this, but...
What?
Sorry, but... So there's another thing called partial spontaneous combustion, which means you live to tell the tale.
Oh, yeah, I do. I got notes on that. We got a couple of notes we're going to talk about. Looking up online, I found what was listed supposedly as the earliest being in 1663. But then as we kept looking, you said you found another one as it was even earlier. But the first one, as far as a lot of cases people talk about was in happened in 1663. It was written down by a Danish Thomas Barthelin, who described how a woman in Paris apparently went up in ashes and smoke while she was sleeping. The straw mattress, back then, the mattress is made of straw. Apparently, you know what straw is, right? That's like, yeah. That's hay. That's mm-hmm. like paper.
Flammable.
So this is like, this woman was sleeping on this thing. She burst up in flames and this thing didn't even burn.
Whoa.
So now that was supposedly one of the earliest, but as you found, what was the year that you told me?
1470.
And where was that?
Italy.
Now, oh yeah, here we go. How do you say this guy's name? Polonius Vorstius. Sounds like he'd be a bad guy from Harry Potter.
Probably is.
Or sounds like he'd be a Harry Potter, what do you call it?
A wizard?
Not a wizard, the spell. Polonius Vorstius. What something like that would do, I don't know. But apparently after a heavy night of drinking, because you showed me the information, it said that he burst into flames after drinking. Now, the funny part there is, if he did burst into flames, whatever the hell sets you off to burn, he, with the alcohol in his system, probably didn't help in stopping him from burning.
True that.
What's the next one was 1663. And then there's a case in 1745 of a... Now, this is interesting because this was a countess, not just some random rinky-dinky person out in the country somewhere. This was an actual person of, I guess, what is it, royalty?
Yeah.
Heritage? Countess Cornelia, or Cornelia.
Bandy.
Cornelia Bandy in 1745. She was found burned to ashes with only her legs intact. Now, that's the weird part about this, right? Because you were mentioning how a lot of the cases that even you looked up and I looked up, it's always something left behind.
Usually the leg.
Yeah, what's that about? You think, I mean, there's a lot of meat on the leg.
True that.
So where's the fire coming from? Usually, I guess, the stomach, right? Isn't that the case you told me about with the blue flames? It was in the guy's stomach or something?
Yeah, and the abs.
Oh, yeah, the abs. Let me see. Where do I have that? Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, no, that's later on. Well, let's see. One of the more famous cases, and if you look up this name online, you'll find definitely a lot of people talking about this, was Mary Reeser. This is 1951. What was it? At 5 a.m., her landlady smelled smoke. Apparently, when they finally found her, she had fallen asleep in her chair, and then she was found in ashes on her chair. The weird part about her was her skull and spine were found, so they didn't burn everything to ashes like a lot of the other things do. Her left foot was intact, I don't know what's up with the feet. I don't know if the fires don't like feet. They got an anti-foot fetish, or these people got some anti-fungal stuff. Her foot was intact, and her slipper was still on it. Now, that's messed up.
She was ready to go to sleep.
She was getting ready to go to sleep. Her slippers were on, and the bitch burst into flames. I said the bitch burst into flames.
Sounds like a song.
It does. Yeah. I said bitch. She burst.
Flames.
I said the bitch. And this is why we're a podcast and not a musical group. Well, the funny thing is, for her body to be burnt up to the level of ashes that she was found in, means that she would have to have been in an intense fire for about 3 to 4 hours. Now, a fire strong enough to burn a human body to nearly just ashes and burn to 3 to 4 hours would definitely burn things around it.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell was this bitch's slipper, her chair, her house, all her stuff more or less intact, right? That's where the mystery comes in.
Mm-hmm.
To put it in simpler terms, what the fucking fuck?
Okay.
You can say it. Go on, say it. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Seriously. What the fuck's going on? This bitch is burning into flames. Now, oddly, more odd about her case amongst a lot of the other cases is because a lot of the other cases, like you said, because I'm looking notes here, there's someone else's foot with the slipper was found in another case. The thing with her is her skull seemed to have shrunk. Now, the reason this is weird, apparently, when most people's skulls burn, from what I read, the skulls would expand and explode. Fire will make bones explode if they get hot enough, or, you know, I guess that's what happens before they turn into ash. her head shrunk. I don't know if she was hit with some kind of special alien ray, but the bitch shrunk. they still have her skull somewhere. They still got it. I don't know where it is. I'd like to see it.
Does it look like a toy?
I don't know if it got that tiny. It didn't become like G.I. Joe size. That's because if it was, that'd be a whole other case within itself. The chair that she was sitting in, like I said, wasn't burnt. Like, do you know anyone that can turn a log off, light a log, throw it on a chair, and the chair not burn?
No.
Unless that shit's from Krypton. 19, then jumping again, that was 51, jumping to 1966.
Oh, I know one. David Copperfield.
Yeah, but that'd be magic. That's like an illusion. David Copperfield? Who the fuck's bringing up David Copperfield, kid? How old are you?
20.
You're not 20 years old. How old are you? Tell into the mic. How old are you?
11.
11. Nigga, you should be talking about Mind Freak. I don't know what this David Copperfield is.
What? It's like I'm old school.
He's an old school little bastard. Careful. Might find you in ashes and just your foot in one of your slippers. In 1966, in December, the body of 92-year-old Dr. J. Irving Bentley was discovered in Pennsylvania by a meter reader. That's the guy that comes to read, I guess, what, the water, the electricity? A meter reader. That's what Don does. The only part of Bentley's leg and slipper were found, again, with the feet and the shoes. I wonder what happens if you're wearing Jordans. Maybe you just won't burst into flames because shit's too expensive for no damn reason. The rest of his body was burnt to ashes. A hole in the bathroom floor was the only evidence that the fire had really killed him, because the rest of the house was pretty much
fine.
Now, this is one of the only cases where apparently the fire caused damage.
Okay.
Because, I mean, it caused enough damage for his ass to burn through the floor, I guess. And it's just weird, again, because he was found, nothing else is burnt. And if you think about it, the bathroom, 1966, if there was, I don't know if there was, I'm trying to think, did they have plastic, shower curtains? Even if it wasn't plastic shower curtains, a fire strong enough to burn through the floor would have set the curtains on fire, whether they were made of paper, plastic.
Or anything.
Yeah. And a fire that's strong enough to burn through a floor, why didn't it continue burning through the whole house? It just burnt, I guess, where he was, and I guess it burnt the floor just under him. Cause some of the other cases, I mean, they do say there's minimal burns under and around the person, unless you're Mary Reeser, which, you know, your skull shrinks and you leave a foot. We can jump to 1995. This is the one you were telling me about. A guy named Frank Baker survived. His encounter. It's not aliens. He didn't meet anybody. all right. So what happened exactly?
Claims he burst into flames while sitting on the couch with his friend next to him, diagnosed with partial spontaneous combustion.
So this bastard burst, and this is the guy that was at the Blue Flames, right?
I'm pretty sure he was also planning on going camping. Wait.
Oh yes, that's right. We read it. They were gonna go camping.
Oh, he ate the fire. That's what.
He didn't eat no damn fire. They didn't go camping yet. What fire? Who the hell lights a fire in the middle of the house? Okay. They didn't go camping
1970s?
yet. 1970s? This is 95. You weren't even born yet.
No.
Parents hadn't even met, little bastard. Well, what was it? From what I remember, because you showed me the information on that. What was it? They were going camping, you're right. Mm-hmm. And they were sitting on the couch. And his ass burst into flames, but it was what, his stomach and whatever. And that's where I read, you said there was the blue flames that his friend claimed he saw.
Yeah.
And they were able to put him out. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of questions that can come up.
So after this, they actually went to the doctors, and after the diagnosis, they put some research on him, and all the parts that were burnt was the abdomen and the abs. They were red hot.
Yo, he was working out, and I was like, he was burning that core. He was trying to, motherfucker, there are better ways to lose weight than burning that off. Literally burning it off. I don't know. They said blue flames. Or maybe he lied. Maybe he was had a cigarette, fell asleep because he didn't want to go camping, because lots of people leave early. Shit fell on his shirt. And 19, 95 was a good time for polyester and Lycra type shirts that can burn easily, because that's when people were wearing shiny stuff. You don't believe me? Go watch an NSYNC or Backstreet Boys video. Look at the clothes they're wearing.
I'm good.
That shit is flammable. Another, and then a more recent, one of the most recent cases that I can find, I'm sure there's other ones after this, but was Michael Farty? Michael Farty? 2010 was found burnt with his surroundings intact. Again, with this fire only burning people. I mean, it's funny because there was, I think it was the 70s? Yeah, or the 60s. There was a guy called the Mad Gasser. I think it was Illinois. The Mad Gasser of Illinois. It was a guy that was going around literally gassing people to death in their homes, I think. I mean, you could say somebody's going around burning people alive, but these people are spread out through hundreds of years. There's no connection and there's no one else around. And not to mention, this damn seems to be some kind of goddamn paranormal fire.
True that.
When's the last time you lit something on fire?
Never.
Never? All right, what were you going to say?
So I was watching more of the videos, obviously, where I get the information from. I don't know where.
As 11 years old, a lot of his information comes from Wikipedia and YouTube, doesn't it?
Okay.
Well, what were you going to say?
So, supposedly, during one of the videos I was watching, it said that the doctor, one of the doctors themselves from, I think, like the 1990s, literally said, there's no case or no clue from me or any of the other doctors to know how this has happened. All I think it is black magic.
So, a doctor straight up... Now, not racial black magic, like, what up, yo?
No. I'ma
burn your ass.
No.
Not like, yeah, like dark magic, like voodoo, whatever. But
But
none of these people, I mean, we're not the police, so we didn't go in. Which is actually funny you say that, because if it was true, let's say it was black magic, right? Does anyone actually looking up to see if these people piss anyone off that has connections to black magic? I mean, that's a possible cause. I mean, we were going to list some of the cases. I mean, we went through cases. One of the causes, black magic can easily be one. I don't, you know, some people say that they're just always hot. They're always sweating. Is it possible that maybe their body gets so hot to the point that shit says poof and burn? So burn.
Well, the thing is,
burn the brain.
All these cases date back to the time black magic was all around.
Well, yeah, that case in 1470, 1663, yeah, people were definitely believing in magic. That was back then where they're like, when, oh my God, I can't remember this. The Salem witch trials? This is before the Salem witch trials, some of these cases. Don't piss off no witches. I know some. They'll fuck you up. Now, like I said, some of the causes before, internal fluids turning into gas, which is what I said before, but that's something that usually turn. I mean, that is happening in the human body all the time. Proof right there. Human fluids turning into gas. But that's not, no, you don't see anyone lighting their burps. You see people lighting their farts. I doubt that Dr. John Irving or Mary Reeser were light fart lighting when they went up in flames. Especially the, what was it, the Frank Baker guy who, unless he's farting out of his chest in a blue flame, I'm like, I really doubt that's what happened. I mean, you do get the gases and stuff, fluids turn into gases when you're decomposing, but these motherfuckers were still alive. Human fat tissue, which is basically fat on your body.
Yeah.
You know, that adds to the combustion. There are some of the cases where, after the person was burnt, that they find a lot spread out through the area, like a lot of the human fat tissue and whatnot.
Okay.
But that's just normal if you're lighting something, a human on fire.
Yep.
But the thing is, human fat tissue can burn. It's like when you're cooking with grease. Once the grease gets fire, sometimes you see those flames come up.
Yep.
But ain't nobody cooking. Bitch, you cooking? Ain't nobody cooking here. Frank Baker wasn't cooking. He was sitting on the couch.
Although his last name Baker.
That's different. You can use an electric oven, okay? Baker. Or he was maybe he was going to get baked. Maybe it was in a cigarette. He's smoking, man. Pasta do be mine. Other people say that maybe what sparks the fire is static electricity.
Okay.
And that, now you've ever zapped yourself after walking on a carpet or like touching a certain something and then you touch somebody or metal? You ever get that?
Yes.
Well, that's static electricity. Like when someone rubs a balloon on your head, like your hair goes up. Static electricity. None of these people here are listed as playing with freaking balloons or rubbing their feet on carpets.
Well,
half these motherfuckers are sleeping.
Also, half of them have slippers on.
Yeah, they have slippers on. Oh, you know what? Maybe it's the fucking slippers. Dr. Show's going to sue somebody. Maybe, I don't know. No, well, maybe just one slipper, because it's always usually one leg found. I mean, if I should look into it, is it the left leg or the right leg? Another idea is bacteria.
But
that kind of goes back into decomposition and things turning into gas. Another one is stress. Like in the cartoons, can your ass literally get so pissed off, your ass bursts into flames?
So, Mary Reese's case, that she had to actually get surgeries before the day. She has to take pills that were prescribed by her own son and a whole bunch of stuff like that.
Well, maybe it was bacteria. Maybe she took a cocktail. Yeah, but no one else is taking pills. Well, that we know of. We don't know. Some of these guys could have been getting high like a motherfucker. Yo, pass that shit, son. Stress. You know, when they're like, I'm mad. Smoke coming out of their ears.
Tom and Jerry.
Maybe that comes from that. Think about it. In Tom and Jerry, when they get pissed off and they get hot, why do they get hot?
Because they're about to burst in flames.
Yeah, maybe there's history somewhere behind cartoons and people saying that. That's
dun dun dun
dun dun dun. Dun.
Okay.
Well, let's see. Now, if we look back at all the cases, most of the cases are found to have these things in common. The surrounding areas are intact. Like, the house didn't freaking burn down. Some of the chairs have mild burns. Some of them don't have any burns. One bitch was sleeping on straw and that shit didn't light. You can light up straw by pissing on it. That's how flammable that shit is. There's no source for the fire. Like, okay. Not everyone here is a smoker. Nobody was cooking. Nobody was lighting a bonfire. Nobody was rubbing two twigs together. Ain't no Boy Scout shit going on here. And again, other things, body parts still intact. Why is it that the fire stops at, like, I've seen pictures. Did you see some? I showed you some of the photos. And the legs bound always seem to be from the knee down. Is there something in the human knee that keeps fire from going? Because maybe we should just rip people's knees out and make suits that don't burn for firemen out of people's knees. If it works, it works. I'm not saying I'm giving my knees. I'm like, people can always, you can donate. People donate eyeballs. Would you donate your knees?
Yeah, no.
No? You need, no. You use those?
Yeah, I'd rather have my fingers cut off.
Your fingers? Well, what if it works? And I'm going to look into that. I'm going to take your pinky toe. Yeah, body parts don't tag. And like you said, the slippers. What is up with these super flame retardant slippers that won't burn? I mean, that seems to be those three common things. I don't know what kind of fire doesn't burn other things next to it, starts with no reason, and doesn't burn everything that it was burning to begin with. I don't know. Maybe they had, what's that?
Magic? Leg.
Leg, yeah. Maybe these people didn't have much fat in their legs, so there wasn't much to burn. You know, they had some sexy ass legs. I don't know. All the pictures I see are after they're burned. Maybe if I saw a nice photo of them legs, I'd be like, yo, look at them gams. That bitch got some nice getaway sticks. One video on YouTube actually asks the victims never seem to, why the victims never seem to make any effort to escape. This is what I found weird. And you said too, it was weird. Why is it that everyone found burnt seems like they were just chilling like, at home, like, oh shit, I'm on fire. Fuck it. Like, it's, you never, right? If you're on fire, where do you think I'm? If you die, if you went on fire right now and you died, do you think we're going to find your body here on this chair? Or do you think you're actually going to get up and run and be screaming and pissing yourself?
Same. I'll be probably running in the bathtub, be like, oh,
exactly. So chances are I'll find your leg in the bathtub and ashes of your ass and shit from here, leaving a trail. There's never a trail. These people are always in their chairs. Half of them are sleeping. Oh, Oh, say, I'm burning, I'm aflame. Shite. Seriously, it's funny because they ask a question, but it's not like anyone can answer them because, well, maybe the guy, what is it, Frank Baker, the Survivor can, if anyone knows where the hell he is. Maybe we should look into finding his ass. And not even escaping the fire. The other thing they say is, why don't people try to get help? There's no cases of anyone screaming. Even, yeah, any screaming. Even the Frank Baker case, from what we read, the guy didn't go, help me. It was just like, oh, shit, and that's it. His friend helped put the fire out, but you didn't hear him. I mean, maybe this is the human body way of saying, fuck it, I don't feel like living no more. I ain't waiting for you to cut my wrist.
When the brain sakes,
your body just says, fuck this shit. Nah, I'm done. I mean,
what makes sense for Mary Racer, because she has a little lot through.
She was an older lady. She's lived already. Yeah, maybe her body was like, fuck this. You going in for surgery? I don't feel like it. No, I'm done. But everyone else was, I didn't get all their ages. Let me see. Well, John Irving Bentley was 92. That bastard was ready to go. No offense, but the man lived his time. It doesn't say, there was no information about the people from like before the 1900s of how old they were.
There probably were cases beforehand.
Oh, yeah, there's probably definitely a bunch more cases. I mean, there were some cases we even skipped over because there was just the same shit. We found their body. They burned to flames, like no other detail.
So, well, that's why it's spontaneous. Clueless.
Well,
yeah.
Well, it's not planned human combustion. It's like, yo, you want to hang out Thursday? Nah, son. Where's it at? I'm going to burn my ass up. Come by Thursday, find my leg.
Okay, so basically, there's around 500 cases of these, recorded at least, found.
Yeah. That's not a lot. That is not a lot of cases. That's barely enough to, like, that's almost to the point where I think even science is like, come on, this shit ain't real. Where they're just pretending. But, I don't know, what do you guys think? Let me know. Hit us up online, Twitter, at Ed Die Podcast, or Is Ed Die Dead? Same thing on Facebook. Instagram, it's at Is Ed Die Dead. Go to the website, iseddiedead.com. Or even if you're going to be in the garden at the Garden State Mega Fest, June 17th to 18th, come find us at our table. Talk to us. Tell us what you think about this topic, or even some of the other topics we discussed. Or if you have topics of your own, have you seen a ghost? Have you and every member of your family seen a ghost? Have you been touched by an angel? Show me on the bear where the angel touched you. Was it in your bathing suit area?
You want to know the scariest thing I've ever seen?
What?
Your face.
Son of a bitch.